Hype Network presents.
The views and opinions of the host and the guests do not reflect the views and opinions of the institutions they belong to.
Welcome sa isa na namang kwentuhan at palitan ng mga pananaw tungkol sa life and everything that goes with it. Dito sa Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice. Layunin ng show na ito na gawing bahagi ng pang-araw-araw na buhay ng karaniwang tao, ang gawain ng pagmumuni at pamimilosopiya. Kaya let's go mga peeps, it's Muni Muni time!
This episode is brought to you by Malufet Patisserie. Kung gusto niyo ng masarap na personalized cakes, pastries, and others, visit Malufet Patisserie in Quezon City. You can message them at facebook.com/malufetpatisserie. Details on the description below.
Alright! Ito na tayo mga Philo Peeps. It's been a while, no? Pasensya na at medyo matagal tayong nakapag-record ng bagong episode dahil, as you know, nagsimula na ulit ang bagong SEM, no? At medyo naging busy na si Sir Ice sa kanyang mga day-to-day activities, sa kanyang pagtuturo. But luckily, no? I have reconnected with the former student, no? Na pina-follow ko sa Facebook. No? Tapos nakikita ko, laging interesting yung kanyang mga posts. No? Tapos meron din siyang mga stories na may mga quotes. So binabasa ko yun. Sabi ko, ba, parang pwede to si Casey Castillo na gawing guest sa Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice. Parang may lalim, may bigat, may dating. So, I've decided to give her, not a call, no, but to message her. At masaya naman ako na pinaunlakan niya tayo para magbahagi ng kanyang mga pinagdadaanan sa buhay niya. No? Nang meron tayong mga pulot, no? Lalo na yung mga millennials, no? Sa kanyang karanasan. After graduating from college a few years ago, no, tignan natin kung ano na life updates at pwede na ulot mula kay Miss Casey Castillo. So welcome, Casey. It's very nice to see you again after so long.
Hi,
how's
sir.
Life?
Hi,
kamusta ang buhay? Kamusta ang buhay, Casey?
All good. It's been, I was counting now, like it's been, I graduated 2016, 4, 5, 6. Oh, yeah. My math is not mathing right now. So it's been forever since I graduated. That's just how it feels. So all good. Like I've been working already 9, almost 10 years. And it's been ages since I last visited Ateneo. As in, I actually have not stepped on campus since like the VP Lenny, the Lenny rally, like the concert thingy that happened, that was the last time I stepped foot in campus. So
baka it's been... baka nga yung suit mo dun sa concert eh.
Pink. That was the last time I went, the Lenny rally. But to actually go around the campus, ang tagal na, and it's college feels like ages ago, a chapter, a book ago. So yeah, all good. I'm doing good, sir. And yeah. thank you for inviting me to this prestigious show and podcast.
Prestigious ka dyan.
I am so honored. I am honored, and I don't know what to say and feel. But yeah, I'm good. I'm good, sir, and I'm glad to be here.
Okay, see, I'm sure many of our listeners and viewers are wondering.
Yeah. No?
Many of them are maybe mga fresh grads, no? Or baka about to graduate, no? Or in the middle of something sa kanilang buhay na medyo they find it difficult to understand, navigate, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, kwento mo lang sa amin, what was it like for you transitioning, no? From being a student to, sabi nga nila, going out to the real world of capitalism. So, ano yung expectations mo? Tapos, ano yung reality No, at ano yung pwede mong ibahagi sa amin tungkol dyan?
Yeah, sure. So I guess I need to provide context first, what kind of a student I was, because I feel like it also affects what kind of a worker I became in the real world. So when I was a student, I was very studious. I was grade conscious. And I mean, sure, I had a life. I had an org. Tugon was my org. And of course, I had friends, but I was very studious. And philo was actually one of the classes na nahirapan ako. Joke. Pero yeah, I'm a very studious type of person. I didn't even know like the distinct, I mean, I didn't know how to distinguish like type B, type A, but if I was definitely like very achiever type of personality. So once I became a worker, like when I come to fathom that hard work was one of the big core values I would really always do, because that was how I was in college, carry over kasi obviously with how I work. So the transition was that I just gave my best all the time, like just like how I would always make sure that I tried to get an A or a B plus. I would always just show up and work doing my best all the time. And I think what's important to note is like the big commonality I see with school and work is that in school, you always have to constantly, like, if you choose to, like, perform. In work, you have to perform. You literally have no choice. You're paid to do it. And then, like, being Bibo, as in, it's obviously it's something talked about in work culture. Like, you have to be Bibo to actually be noticed, not just by your superiors or your stakeholders, but like everything. It like having like a Bibo personality and a Bibo type of work ethic takes you places. So parang I think in my first few years in working, that was something I saw myself like just continuously trying to do. Na I carried over obviously the work ethic, the study ethic. I was still like that in my first years of work.
So may mga estudyante ako dati na nag-consult sa akin.
Uh-oh.
And same situation as you. Actually, fairly recently may isang nag consult sa akin dun sa existential consultation services ko. Ang feeling niya, sabi niya, nandun siya sa isang punto ng buhay niya na nare-realize niya daw na she doesn't fit the mold that the company, no,
yeah,
is trying to put her in.
No? Right.
Kasi parang feeling niya daw, she's more of an independent thinker, or she can think of better ways of doing things, no? Kaya lang, no? Ando na yung kultura, ando na yung sistema, no? And binigyan ka ng papel, no? At obviously, binabayaran ka para gumpanan yung papel na yun sa gusto mo, right? So parang feeling niya nasasakal siya doon sa work, no? Kaya lang, no? Naiintindihan niya rin na kailangan niya magtrabaho dahil may mga bills, may mga kailangan bayaran. So, she feel, common, di ba? I think it's a fairly common problem na parang hindi mo alam kung saan mo hahanapin yung fulfillment mo as a person, given the fact na hindi mo nga siya mahanap doon sa gawain na bumubuhay sa'yo.
Right.
So, susubukan mong hanapin sa labas ng work.
Uh-uh.
Pero she's also finding it difficult. Kasi nga, parang gusto niya mag-match sana yung passions niya, yung sarili niya, yung personality niya.
Yeah.
Dun sa gawain niya, ginagawa niya araw-araw. Kasi 8 to 5, di ba?
Yeah.
So ikaw, di ba, I'm sure you've had your ups and downs in work. Oh, hindi naman siguro laging maganda yung nangyayari sa work natin. No? What can you say about that in terms of your own experience? Yung feeling alienated from yourself, diba? Yeah. Feeling alienated from the people around you, parang sometimes you have this internal monologues na siguro in the middle of the day, diba? What the fuck am I doing here? Why am I doing this shit? Etc. So, kwento mo sa amin, di ba? Yung parang how does Casey go through this kind of situation?
General life? Because that's still something, like everything that you just shared, sir, is still obviously something that I personally go through. And I think it's since we're talking work, I think it's a common behavior talaga na, obviously, since you're spending most of your days, like your hours in like work, whether it be a full-time job or freelance or work, you will find yourself like associating your worth and like your passion with it. Na parang you're gonna be like, obviously, like I'm here like 9 to 5 or I'm here most of my days. So it's only natural that that we're gonna find like, okay, is this something I like? Is this something I really like doing? Am I even good at it? And then eventually you're gonna convince yourself that no, like I don't really like it. And then when that happens, na parang you don't really like it, there's really gonna be an existential crisis. Cause like, if I don't like this, what else can I do? Like parang, what else can I do? Cause like, this is the only thing that I'm spending my time on. And then it's funny because like even in work settings, they always ask, there's always this trick question, like, what are your hobbies? Or like, what do you do outside work? And it's like, you're the only thing I'm doing. It's like, is this a trick question? Like, I'm not kidding. Like, it's super ironic lang. Like, so I guess, what am I trying to say? I guess like corporate, I don't think it's just corporate. I think like institutions and structures will really like need to put you in certain boxes or molds, because that's what makes you functional in its ebb and flow, like in its daily, like for it to function daily, like they need to know what the human you will do. You know, that's why like there are like labels for the roles. That's why like they eventually have promotions, and that's why there are like job descriptions. You are literally like paid to do those things. So I guess the question is more like, I think what's important lang that I also, it takes years though, and it's not gonna be easy, is that you need to like find the personality. You have to like get to know yourself. Now, what's my personality ba outside work? And what, or not just work, but like, you know, like work kasi is one thing. Like you can be a worker, pero you're also like, you also have to really carve out time to do other things. I think that's what's helped me. Like parang, and it doesn't have to be value adding stuff. Like, kasi I think that's the pressure. Na parang the things outside work have to be also like may silbi. Parang no, like kunwari, yun nga, ironically, find hobbies like working out. I don't know, people do pottery, cafes, writing, which for me, sorry, like yun nga, you mentioned like I recently rekindled my love for writing, which was sparked for the longest time. That's why I got to write more. And you know, like I think yes, you go back to the mold, but at least you know you're one mold there. You're also your own mold somewhere. You're also your own mold. We're just different versions of ourselves. And it doesn't mean that the one that's being activated, that mold that's being used at the most time, it doesn't mean ikaw na yon. It's just that that's just life. Na parang it takes up most of the time. But it's important to create little facets of yourself so that you don't just link it back one thing. And I have to add also, it really helps that you support yourself with people who also like support the changing you. Like, if that makes sense. Like, parang, you know, like, yeah, you create different modes of yourself. You create little, like, many versions of yourself. But you also constantly have to make effort to be surrounded with people who see you for all of that, who see you for a person constantly changing. Because, like, if you're not supported with the right people, then you're not, like, it's going to be hard for you because you'll feel alone in the journey. So.
Loneliness.
Hala!
Magandang pag-usapan yan. Loneliness. Yeah. Sabi mo sa akin, off-cam kanina na you've moved out, no?
Yes.
Your parents' house, no? So you're basically living on your own, paying your bills on your own, etc. Sabi nga ni Beyonce ay independent, no? So, syempre, the connotation is always independence, empowerment, di ba?
Yeah.
Taking charge of your life, di ba? Parang,
yeah.
Ganun yung,
yes.
Ganun yung romantic ideal.
Romantic, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Romantic.
Yes.
So, kwento mo sa amin, ano yung realistic?
Ano ba yan?
Aspeto
hard,
nitong,
guys.
Nitong it's, ano,
moving out.
Oh, being alone, moving out, di ba?
Oh,
taking charge of your life, di ba? Kasi, I mean, ako, halimbawa, kahit nung panahon na kasing edad ko kayo, eh, ganun din ako, na parang, siguro, wala nang nag-uutos sa akin, no? Pero kapag ako na bahala sa buhay ko, no?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tapos biglang may sobre na puti na darating.
Oh my God.
Tapos yeah. May mga kung ano-anong kailangan daw bayaran.
Oo.
Dati, hindi mo naman problema yun. Yeah. Anong nangyayari? Ba't may mga ganito? No? Suddenly, ma-appreciate mo yung mga ginagawa ng magulang mo.
Yeah.
Parang ang hirap pala. Ang hirap pala yung ginagawa nila. No?
Yeah.
May binubuhay pa sila noon. Eh ako, sarili ko lang bubuhayin ko.
Yeah.
So, well, ano yung kwento mo dyan? Yung transitioning mo ulit? No? Dati kanina, from student to worker.
Yeah.
Ay naman, from, you know.
Worker pa rin. Worker pa rin.
Pero, I mean, yung from being supported by your family, living in your family's house,
yeah.
And then now having to support yourself and living on your own.
It's so hard. Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start. But like, I think it's romanticized. Na parang, oh my God, obviously, congratulations and like so proud of you, ganyan. That's like stuff I tell myself. But obviously, like for it to continue going on, like you know, being able to rent, lease. Obviously, there needs to be a continuous flow of income, and for you to have that continuous flow of income, it means you're just kind of like kind of working forever. I mean, or pa, you have to have something stable. Unless you're getting funds supported by someone else. But I guess the point is
unless
like...
Unless may confidential funds ka.
May confidential funds. Yeah, biglang move out pero support parents. What the hell? No. No, like, I guess that's the... I know that sounds so malamang, right? When I'm saying that. Na duh, yeah, you need like something like a income flow regularly. But I think once I sat with that fact, na shit, I'm gonna be, yeah, for me to keep up this, like not even keep up a lifestyle, just keep up the rent, like, or keep up the bills. Kailangan talaga may the career or like just that whatever you're doing to have that paycheck, it has to be linked to it. So parang when I was a bit distraught, na parang devastated, like with that thought, na parang can't. Why does it have to be hand in hand together? Na parang for me to actually just start feeling, you know, to take this level of independency to another level, aka moving out. It really parang my identity has to also, or like my work has to come with it. Bakit kailangan may hirap? Chaz, no naman. Bakit kailangan sobrang ang hirap to like meet that? So I think that's one thing. And I felt like You just have to constantly strive to like, so that's one big thing talaga. Second, obviously, is like how, yeah, it's hard. Like parang, there are a lot of things pala, especially for Filipino parents, that they just give naturally. Like the little things, like I suck at plancha. Like I suck at it so bad. Like that is my hatest chore ever. Like you spend so much time on it, but it's still lukot. Like I suck at this. Like those little things, like those are so, or yung mga times when I don't wanna cook, because I love cooking though, personally, sir. I love cooking, but the days when I'm just tired and I don't wanna cook, like I appreciate the my mom cooking for me and just having the home cooked meals, like so many things, I guess. And obviously, because you said, sir, loneliness, like, yeah, you'll get lonely talaga. Like, parang, I think one thing I had to get used to was like, it was so quiet. Like, yeah. Obviously, the random noises like my brothers would make or sneezes, yung mga ganyan. Like, one, like the auditory like sound reduction really was glaring for me. So that's why sometimes like a speaker helps me, like the TV on sometimes helps me. And like I found myself na the days that I'm in at home in the condo lang and I spend it most here, I get bagot. Kasi nga, wala akong kasama. So like, I need to go down. So parang, those things talaga, like, yeah, you get lonely talaga. And you start see, one big thing is like, you start realizing na, is this something like I actually like wanted? Cause like, but like, obviously it's an experience that I wouldn't exchange for anything else. Cause like, I feel like it changed me also. Cause yun nga, I got to weigh out what's important to me, what's not important to me, like my mindset. So, super daming. Kasi, obviously, ganyan sir, kaya ako na-release yung vlog, kakamuni-muni ko dito sa condo, joke. So,
lagang ginagawa ng loneliness.
Laging just like, nga, it's really inevitable to like, magmumuni ka and get senti. Because like, you're alone with your thoughts. That's why whenever I see like, parang, you don't even need to do things. You don't even need to take yourself out on like a movie date or a coffee date. Cause like when I moved out, every day is just perpetual introspection. So like, I swear, so hard. I mean, well, that is also how I am as a person, but like, voila, you're just kind of faced with yourself more now that you're living alone.
Yeah. So you said something about a blog, no?
Yeah.
So, ano ba yung ano ba yung pangalan ng blog na yan at paano yan makikita ng mga tao?
Yeah, caseycastillo.com. So yeah, I write. So I launched it like April. Shock, Caesar, I forgot when. This year, I'll just say.
Basta meron.
Yeah, it's caseycastillo.com where I write a bunch of blogs about things that we millennials go through that, you know, we don't usually talk about, but we have to talk about because all of us go through it. So like personal development things, personal growth, mindfulness, sort of bits of relationships. Friendship, so much. So I love talking about stuff like that. So because I took a short break before I started working again, I was able to wrap my head around that and launch it. So it's like a little passion project. Hehe.
Bigyan mo kami ng example ng isa dun sa mga pinag-uusapan mo dun and your thoughts on something na feeling mo magandang marinig ng mga viewers natin.
Okay, the friend stuff. I do have an article called Why Do We Keep Shitty Friends, which got a lot of like, which got a lot of traction and like engagement because and I was also shocked, like, wow, like people are so, can relate so much. But I think it's also, I will also, another one is Love It or Hate It, You Need Small Talk, which is how I think one of the, I think these two are linked because like, I'll just kind of link them, but it's like how as we grow older, like the need to, I mentioned this a while ago, like you're constantly changing and growing as a person and you don't even know it. But sometimes like, and because of that, you need to make new friends, which now kasi, ang hirap talaga to make new friends as you grow older. That's also obviously a realization I had living alone, na parang more so emphasized living alone. Like parang, making friends now is so hard, na parang we just look forward to like events now. Like kunwari, may mag-ayaan ng birthday. Kunwari, may weddings. That's super big now. That's happening for the past years now for my batch. Like everyone's getting married, like everyone's getting engaged. And so parang meeting new people now, it's as if, you know, because before in college, like it's so everyone, you can just meet new people all the time, like in JSEC or like in like the halls. Like it's just so much people. And I swear, like college was the best time.
So much people.
So much humans. But that was the best time to meet people, I swear. That's a regret pala. I wish I met more people in college. Like, wala lang. Parang, that was the best of our lives talaga. Kasi now, ang hirap. Ang hirap to meet new people. Because like, you need to make an effort to go out. And it's funny because like, where is going out? As in, where do the people go nowadays? Like, before, like, there were like, when you go out, there are clubs, the concept of clubs or see, I don't even know, gimmickan. Like, merong mga hotspots dati na parang, this is where it's at. But I feel like the trend now is like, wala, it's just like, you need to find places and make an effort talaga to go out. And then, okay, so there, so that's one. It's so hard na nga to go out and like, I don't know, and me and find a place where it's popping or something. Second is like, sino kasama mo? Like, sure, there are your, you could have your friends that you've met in schooling, also maybe when you're from your first job, but I think it's only a matter of time you see na everyone has their own lives na talaga. As in, and it's not like people not going out with you doesn't mean you're unimportant. It's just, you'll also see that people are just different na. And like, but then, yun nga, even if you don't want to go, even if no one is, you know, parang, kunwari, wala kang maaya on one night, alam mo, labas na labas ka na, you know that social aspect of you needs to be unlocked. Like, I think it's important to find ways talaga, yun nga, find hobbies outside of work, and then you'll find like small groups maybe. And the thing with adult friendships is that they take time. So I see it as like two things. It's either you meet someone and you click instantly and you just know. Mm. I know that's romantic, but that's honestly, I've met a lot of people in my adulting life na swak. Mas swak talaga, konting convo, alam mo na. And yun pa yung nadrag mo out. Yun pa yung madaling ayain. And wala, that's cool. Those are really cool. Like, those are things you hold on to, actually. And then there's also friendships na, kunwari, you have a convo with someone, parang it takes time talaga na mag-mellow siya and maging friendship siya. I think, like, before, it was already magic that we met friends na we became lifelong friends with. But to meet lifelong friends again takes time now that you're adults. Usually, you just kind of, you know, you have those moments and you hold on to those moments. Then yun na yun, friends na kayo. Like, those are the moments that will make you friends na. But it really, really takes time. And I think it can kind of, yun nga, it can be lonely also for others kasi it's not easy talaga to make those friendships. And a lot of small talk, you know, which one of my blog entries talks about nga, a lot of small talk. Kasi yun nga, when we go to those said events, like parties or birthdays or yung mga aya, rare aya here and there, kailangan talaga mag-small talk ka. And then it links you back to the work na parang, when you small talk kasi, yung unang usually galawan ng pag-uusap is like, you talk about work. And then after that, you kind of maybe talk a bit about your personal life, pero parang, wala, you kind of go home and it's hard for that person to na maging new friend mo na, if that makes sense. Parang it needs to be constantly followed up, which I think is something important also that I realized na parang, you know, if I want to make new friends, I gotta make the effort to follow through with whoever, let's say, I met in happenstance or something. Parang it can't just be like, Lord, I'm gonna go out. I went out na ha. Let me make new friends. Hindi. Dapat, as the adult, has to like make effort to be open and be vulnerable at one point or another, or listen to that person. So, yun, like, yeah.
Parang feeling, alam mo, binabasa ko yung personality mo. Hindi ko maintindihan kung introvert ka or extrovert ka. Parang hindi, parang...
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Alam ko. Kasi alam ko, I can picture you as someone na you may be in the middle of a party or whatever, pero yeah, parang feeling mo mag-isa ka pa rin. Tapos kausap mo pa rin yung utak mo.
Yes!
Alam mo kung bakit ko alam yun.
Bakit?
Kasi medyo ganun din ako.
OMG.
Yeah. Medyo ganun din ako.
Are you introverted, sir? Are you at... What's your MBTI?
INTP.
I am INFJ.
So, INTP ako. Pero, okay, naalala ko lang yun kasi, Diyos ko, first year college, pwede ako na ganun. I'm sure nagbago na ako, no? Makaiba na ako. Pero dati, nung nag-test kami nun sa Intact, yun ang lumabas sa akin, INTP.
Mm-mm.
You know, I am very interested in that phenomenon, no? Like that, yung feeling, yeah, feeling alone in a crowd.
Yeah.
Hindi ko alam kung it is brought about by, I don't know, traumatic experience in the past, kung design lang talaga siya ng personality mo based on how you were raised. You acquire it through, I don't know, being with certain people for a long time, like your friends from childhood or parents, baka ganun din sila. Pero kasi may mga tao na mararamdaman mo na pag nasa isang social situation sila, bukas talaga sila. Bukas talaga. Yung parang...
Like, my life is an open book? Ganon?
Not necessarily ganon. Pero wala silang walls. Yung... Parang, They're fearless. In terms of the things that might come out of their mouth, di ba? Yung parang ganon, no? May ganon akong aspect. I'm sure meron ka rin ganong aspect. Pero at a certain point, sa kalagitnaan ng lahat ng yun, napapagod ka. No? Parang masyadong ma-effort. No? Dahil, ako, sa akin lang to, hindi sa'yo. Bilang pilosopo siguro, parang you find yourself judging and categorizing certain people in certain boxes. At siguro dahil din ito sa aking interest sa psychology.
Yeah.
Parang nandun ka sa gitna, parang nagba-basketball, tapos nag-game analysis ka ba mag-basketball ka. Parang hindi ka na lang maglaro. Laro ka na lang. Pero, yun, yung parang, I can't help it. Yung parang, it's something na built-in sa akin na. Yun yung feeling ko na parang na-alienate ako dun sa social situation. Parang nagsistep back ako. Tapos pinapanood ko yung sarili kong nakikipag-interact.
Yeah.
Tapos may mga pangalan na sa ulo yung mga tao.
Right.
Parang hinuhulaan ko na, paano ba ito pinalaki?
Oh my gosh!
What was her childhood like? No? Bakit in love kaya talaga siya sa boyfriend niya, etc. Parang magawa ka na ng mga mini stories about people around you.
Yeah.
And Yun, yun yung sinisikap kong intindihin about myself, kung complex. Diba? Hindi ko yun ginagawa dahil natutuwa ako. Diba? Or parang masayang magkarikature ng mga tao, etc. But rather, yeah, I'm still trying to figure out why I do it, no? Pero my guess is, parang, kasi siguro ginawa ko yun sa sarili ko. Parang automatic, ginagawa ko rin siya sa iba. Kasi ako, for the longest time, because, you know, I've gone through a lot of mental health issues, no, in my life. Parang, I want myself to be predictable to myself. I want to be predictable to myself. I want to know what I'm going to do in certain situations. Ayoko nung nasusurprise ako yung sarili ko. Because of, you know, all the things that I've gone through. No? So, yung pagka-predictability, parang yun yung factor na dala-dala ko lagi, na uunahan na kita bago mo ipakilala ang sarili mo sa akin, sasabihin ko na sa'yo kung sino ka. Parang naiintindihan mo yun? Parang akong psychoanalyst. Kaysa na ako, parang sinasychoanalyze ko lahat ng mga tao. Batay dun sa mga sinasabi nila, how they talk, the way they act, they etc. So, yun yung iniisip ko na isang aspect, oh, isang aspeto ng pagkatao na maaring dahilan kung bakit yung loneliness na yun. Kasi yung loneliness naman na pinag-uusapan natin dito, hindi yung literal na physical loneliness lang. Yeah, because sure. You can be out, you can be in work. Yun yung explanation ko nung experience ko ng loneliness.
Yeah.
So sa'yo, ano sa tingin mo yung
loneliness
na yun? Kasi feeling ko lang talaga, maraming kabataan ngayon.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why don't pour na lang sila sa cellphone, etc. Kasi talagang merong lingering, deep, you know, loneliness ang mga tao ngayon sa mundo. Tapos tinisigap kong intindihan, saan ang gagaling yun? Kasi ang dami mo namang, sabi mo, ang daling makakilala na ng tao ngayon. Kahit ano, basically, pwede mo nang matutunan sa YouTube. Ang daming activities na pwede mong gawin. Parang, what's your excuse? Why the fuck are you lonely? Diba? Parang, where is this coming from? This parang general malaise, no? Parang a certain ennui. Parang andito ako pero hindi ako nandito. I mean, hindi lapat sa mundo yung paa mo. Parang hindi mo alam kung nandito ka ba o nandun ka o saan ka lulugar.
Well, I think now I'm not gonna speak for the whole millennial generation, but I think loneliness kasi now is tied with how difficult it is to life. In general, like, I think it's linked with not just the individual's issues or challenges, but I think loneliness nowadays is linked with how difficult it is to be happy. I think now being happy has become more and more difficult because of a lot of things. Like, we talked about work a while ago and how difficult it is. Like, you know, how like we sort of like put our identities in works and then, or our careers. And then it links to also, but even if you spend so much like effort and time and heart in the work, it doesn't really fulfill you. So I think that's one big thing that contributes to the loneliness in one way or another. And then second is also just there if you're not surrounded with the right people. So I think loneliness now is not just parang I'm sad because I'm alone. It's not like that. It's more of, I'm sad because I know that it's the question if the life that I'm working on now is even a life that I want to continue living. Oh, so sad. My God. Yeah, it's just kind of, at one point you'll realize that you need to continue to have some remnants of a career. You realize that you need to be able to have some financial stability to actually afford things. When you realize all of the things kasi that comprise how to live, and then you need pa, and then on top of that, you need to make new friends. Like, ang hirap na nga nung life, pero kailangan ko pa ng new friends. Like, ang daming parang kailangan to like life. I think all of those aspects kind of contribute to the feeling of loneliness. Like, yeah, it's not just parang a feeling if you being outcasted, or more so, it's not even just a feeling of not being in a relationship. It's not just having a romantic partner either. I think, like, I could tell from convos with friends, convos also office mates, convo, as in parang across the board, parang it's just kind of hard to life now. And that can be very lonely. So yeah, it's true. I think maybe the word lonely is kind of loosely in some ways, sure. But I still think it's kind of, there's still some validity there na parang, yeah, it's just hard. So it can get really emptying sometimes.
I think maganda siya, yung word na yun. Emptying, nakakaubos.
Oo, for sure.
Yung ideya na nandito ka ngayon sa punto ng buhay mo na looking back, makita mo pinaghirapan ko kung nasan ako ngayon. And parang ito naman yung gusto ko dahil na nabibili ko yung gusto ko, nakatira ako sa lugar na gusto ko. I kaya mong i-trick yung utak mo into believing na you've done a good job so far.
Yes, yes.
And then you try, compare yourself with some other people, your age, etc. Parang, what right do I have to complain? Diba? What am I bitching about? What is my problem?
Diba? Yeah.
Yung ibang tao nga, walang makain. Yung ibang tao nga, ganito ang may sakit. Diba? Parang, ano tong dinadrama ko? Diba, there's yung parang ginagaslight mo yung sarili mo na parang nai-invalidate mo yung sarili mong feelings. Na parang, ano, wala ba akong karapatang paramdaman itong bagay na to? Hindi ba to totoo? Dahil pag kinumpara pala sa ibang tao, parang dapat sila mas may karapatang maramdaman tong nararamdaman ko. So sa tingin ko minsan, doon rin nagiging mahirap yung sinasabi niyong to life. No?
Yeah.
Yung kapag ka sinubukan mo ng pakinggan yung sarili mong boses, tapos nilagay mo sa mas malaking konteksto ng mundo at ng lipunan yung pinag-uusapan nyo ng sarili mo, ang nangyayari minsan, parang you realize na parang this is a conversation of privilege.
Yeah.
It's a conversation I'm having with myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, parang ang kapal naman ng mukha kong problemahin itong mga bagay na ito when so many other people are, etc., going through much more difficult things.
Yeah.
And I think you doon ka lalo makakaramdam ng alienation and loneliness and being torn away from yourself in a sense na if I can't have genuine conversations with myself about genuine feelings that I'm feeling about my life, di ba? Parang ano gagawin ko? Parang lahat na lang ng gagawin ko politically incorrect.
Yeah.
Lahat na lang ng mararamdaman ko, wala sa lugar at privileged, no? So, yun minsan, ayan, hula ko lang to, no? Yun rin minsan yung nagiging dahilan kung bakit mas hindi malaman ngayon ng ibang tao, ibang kabataan, kung ano ba yung dapat kong maramdaman, di ba? At ba akong malungkot, maging thankful, di ba? Ano ba dapat itong, what is the word, di ba, that I should use for this situation that I am in, right? Kasi nga, you know, I'm very familiar with this conversation that we're having kasi parang ang daming ko nang nagkaroon ako ng marami ng pag-uusap dati ko rin estudyante na parang ganun yung tone. Lagi, parang wala. Karamihan ng nakausap kong estudyante graduate ng Ateneo pa. Di ba? Pag inisip mo, parang dapat pag-graduate ka ng Ateneo, saya mo na. Di ba? Ang ganda na buhay mo pagkatapos.
Yeah.
Parang, maayos ang trabaho nila pero wala sa kanilang masaya.
Oh, so sad. Oh my God, sir.
Tama, hindi totoo. Parang wala sila. Ang masaya lang, okay, hindi sa pag-ano, yung mga teacher. Alam, hindi ako nagbibiro. Yung mga estudyante ko na naging teacher or nag-corporate muna and then eventually nag-decide na maging teacher.
Teacher? Nag-full-time teacher?
Oh,
or like
teacher. Oh,
weekly thing?
Hindi. They gave up their corporate.
Oh, that's super interesting.
Parang magturo sa senior high or sa theology. Dito lang, may estudyante akong kakatapos niya lang ng master's niya sa theology and he teaches full-time theology department. So, parang iniisip ko, parang ang ano ba to? Yung parang yung archetype ng tao na naisip ko na nahanap niya yung passion niya doon sa mismong ginagawa niya. So far, ang career na parang yun. Hindi ko rin alam minsan kung
is that
parang ano, parang feeling ko rin minsan inaano nila yung parang
baka exaggerate,
niro-romanticize din nila.
Yeah.
Kasi alam mo rin yung layo ng sweldo nila sa corporate sa teaching eh. Ayo talaga. Pero parang the way they rationalize is at least parang mas may katuturan tong ginagawa.
Oh.
Diba? Yung parang ganon. Hindi lang ako alipin ng salapi, di ba? Or kung hindi, di ba? Kung hindi mag-teacher, mag-NGO.
Yeah.
Ano man, di ba? Na maliit ang sweldo. Pero, parang
fulfilled.
Yung archetype na parang para ka maging tunay na tao, no? At magpakatotoo sa yung pagkatao, kailangan nasa labas ka ng bakod ng kapitalismo.
Yeah.
Kasi parang lahat halo, kahit yung mga kasing edad ko, nakaklase ko mula high school, barkada ko ng college. Pag nakikita kami, mukha, hindi sa pag-ano, pero parang sinasabi nila na minsan gusto nila magturo. Kasi nagtataka sila bakit parang ikaw hindi ka masyadong mukhang matanda. Kasi kami parang karamihan panot na.
Oh no.
Kasi matanda na ako eh, di ba? So parang sila kasi parang nabibili nila yung gusto nila, di ba? Magaganda yung mga kotse kasi. Diyos ko, tagal na nila nagtatrabaho sa corporate. No? Matataas na yung mga rango nila. Pero yun eh, yung parang mailap is yung fulfillment. Parang nagiging mutual exclusive yung corporate saka yung fulfillment.
Yeah.
Na parang kung ewan ko kasi hindi ako nag-corporate eh. So hindi ko alam yung pakiramdam na yan. Eh ikaw kasi alam mo dahil nandun ka, you're in the thick of things.
Yeah.
So sa tingin mo ba, totoo yun na meron talagang, parang can you find fulfillment in the corporate world?
Yeah.
Okay lang, can you explain?
Yeah. Oh my God, for sure naman. People, there. I have met people who talk about their lives in work, and not just corporate work, just work, and they talk about it like with passion talaga. Mm. And you can feel it. You can feel it. And I think before, I was envious of that zeal and that passion. Like for some, kunwari, like I've met people who, because I do marketing, and I've met people also in who do marketing, but the way they talk about marketing talaga, alam mo, like they love that so much. So yes, the quick answer is yes. You can, of course, find fulfillment there. But I think for millennials, well, those
for
people.
You, like, for you. Talk for about me, yourself. Hmm.
For me, like, I think that I just don't, like, see myself as nahanap siya lahat doon. Like, parang, yeah, I what fulfills me in work in general is that I show up and do my best. That is what, parang I like that I'm proud of myself for that work ethic. That in itself is fulfilling for me, regardless of, like, role or rank or company. Parang I've come to realize that that's what I like in work. Na I see that I could do my best and I just work. I mean, I could tell that I'm a reliable person, that when I work, I do my best. So I get, yeah, so I get some sense of fulfillment in work because I've made it about myself. Like I've made it not about if I get a promotion, if I get a raise. I didn't make it about the institution per se. I've found fulfillment. I've carved fulfillment because I made it about I'm doing this for myself.
And yon, I think yon.
Yeah, parang, parang yun, parang naging ganun na siya, nakatulong yun sa akin na parang hindi ako pupunta dito kasi may papatunayan ako sa boss ko, sa team ko, sa org na to. I'm going here to show up. And because of that, that fulfills me. Like that in that, yeah, but that, even that sentence, that fulfills me. Not 100%. I'm self-aware that I need to constantly do other things to fill the cup per se, or like fill the glass. I don't know what the image is, but like fill myself. Like hindi lang siya pwedeng work. Like kailangan I constant. Yeah. And I think, shucks, I watched this Pixar movie. Oh, I forgot the name. It's about work. It's about this like black dude who like he thought that it was just when he got his dream job as like a pianist, he would finally be happy. And then when he got it,
Soul.
Yes, Soul. Yes, like, and it's really there. It's the small things in the everyday things that I find fulfillment in. Yun nga, like being able to have like work-life balance and like finding. And by the way, work-life balance isn't dictated by a corporation. You set that for yourself. I think that's important. Like parang, don't believe in HR who says we have work-life balance. You make that for yourself, dude. Like parang, and then like you kind of, once you see what the corporation can offer, you try to like puzzle that out in your life and see where it's gonna peace out. And then you work on the other things. Like, parang fulfillment is, like, fulfillment, I feel like, is a bit synonymous with contentment. But, like, for you to be content, you need to work on different aspects talaga of your life, of your personality. And I think to see yourself growing as Casey can work, but Casey can also write. Casey can also spend time with her parents. Casey can also brew coffee, and I love talking about coffee, or I love talking about psych or personal dev with you, sir. Yung mga ganon, parang to know that I actually do other things, and not just be good in other things. Like, I think we have to stop pressuring ourselves na kailangan magaling ako sa mga ibang bagay na non-work for it to actually be fulfilling. No, just do other things aside from one thing. I think unknowingly, you'll feel that cup flowing, overflowing rin at one point or another.
Totoo yan. I think yun, yung sinabi mo kanina, sobrang may bigat para sa akin na, yeah. Especially, you know, trying to speak for the people who can only parang may self-esteem lang sila pag when they get the approval of others, di ba? When they're able to show others that, oh, look at what I can do, di ba? Yeah. Oh, di ba? Okay ako, di ba?
Hmm.
Kasi may mga taong gano'n, yung mga insecure na tao na marami, no, na hindi nila, wala silang makitang halaga doon sa yung punto na yung sarili lang nila yung natutuwa, yes, sa sarili nila.
Yes.
Kasi which, parang...
It's super mong, hard for people, sir. I've seen... you're super right. Kasi that's a lot of... I see that in a lot of people, that the lack of self-awareness makes them unhappy. And parang doing the little things on their own, it's not enough. But it's so crucial kasi you're gonna live your life, you have to live your life being happy with the thought that it's just, you're sitting with yourself lang. It's just gonna be you. Like, to sit with that loneliness feeling actually is necessary for you to be happy and fulfilled. So, yeah, wala. It's just, ang dami niyan, sir, kasi na hindi nila gets yung kahalagahan ng parang ako. Parang, yeah, a lot don't, yeah.
Mahirap kasi mag-gets yun, actually. Yeah. Na parang very counterintuitive siya na,
yes,
especially when you are in society, no?
Yeah.
Na may set standards, di ba?
Yeah.
Na the approval of others is really crucial for you to gauge what kind of person you are, di ba? Yeah. Parang, kung ako lang mag-judge sa sarili ko, parang anong kaulugan ng judgment, yes, na yun, eh, di ba? Yes. Sobrang biased naman yun, di ba? So, yeah, parang sino talaga ako kung hindi ako inuusgahan ng iba? Paano ko malalaman kung sino ako?
Hmm.
So, parang sa kanila, they have to...
Hmm.
They have to have an audience. Di ba? Parang, at minsan, di ba, they go to work,
hmm,
because they're excited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To show people what they can do, no? Kaya lang, on the flip side, di ba? Itong mga tao ring ito na overly dependent sa approval ng others, sila rin yung pinaka-fragile emotionally and psychologically. Mm. Pag hindi nila nakuha yung response na inaasahan nila. Di ba? Na... parang, oh, what did I do wrong? Eh, ganun rin naman ginawa ko nung last time. Bakit ngayon? Well, konti na lang nanonood. Oh, mm-hmm. Dati may nakuha akong parang letter. Dati may chocolates. And ngayon, wala na. So, parang nangyayari niyan. Parang, self-doubt. Di ba? Mm-hmm. Eh, parang, ano ba? Yung parang nagdududa ka. Anong halaga ko dito? Do I really, yeah, belong here? Di ba? Yeah. If, no, nobody thinks naman pala that I'm good, so alis, yeah, na lang ako dito, di ba? Parang,
yeah,
ang hirap noon, no, na kung ganon yung mindset mo lagi, no, mahirap makahanap talaga ng lugar para sa sarili mo. So parang yung nakuha ko sa sinabi mo, yung ganong, yung klase ng mindset na parang you only have to really, you have to develop this ability to gauge the value of you and what you do on your own and find fulfillment and contentment in the fact that, kunyari, you can do something well.
Yeah.
That's good. And people don't really need to know about it and people, yeah, don't need to clap or etc. Pero para kasing, to a certain extent, mas exception to the rule yung ganyan eh. Parang mas common, 'di ba? Parang mas instinctive sa tao.
Yeah.
Na humanap ng okay ba pare? Oh, ganda pare, 'di ba? Yeah, ganda, yes, ng ginawa ko pare, no. No? Okay, ang galing ko, no? Parang ganun eh.
Yeah.
Gusto mong manalamin sa iba, no? And unless, yung nakuha ko sa sinabi mo, unless you're capable of valuing what you do on your own, mm-hmm. diba? And be the judge of your life.
Yeah. Na
parang, tignan mo yung sarili mo sa salamin. You know? Okay ba to? Okay ba to, Casey? Okay ba to, Ice? Parang, alam mo yun, parang, iniisip ko rin, parang, pwede ba yun? O, minsan, iniisip ko, pwede ba yun?
Sir, if you're not your own, like, cheerleader and hype man, who else, you know, you have to be your first, the fan. You have to be a fan of yourself. And if you're not a fan of yourself, so that the other people are just bonuses, the other recognition, bonus na lang yon. But if you're a fan of yourself, everything else is just an additional blessing na lang. So, but it's very hard, obviously. I hear you, sir.
Parang,
I hear you talaga.
Okay. Yeah. Kasi it takes a, kumbaga parang, yung confidence mo niyan sa sarili mo, parang through the roof na yan. Diba?
Yeah.
Otherwise, diba, kung if you're a mere mortal, diba?
Yeah.
Na may self-esteem issues, lalo na sa panahon na social media na walang ginawa, kundi magpakita ng mga sarili na parang imposibleng maabot. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Parang, parang mga AI na lahat. Parang
magka AI prof na sir joke no naman.
Ah, pwede yan. Pwede
yeah,
yan.
Oh. For sure. Yeah.
So, ang punto ay, 'di ba? If you tie that up with yung pinag-usapan natin about loneliness. Usapan natin about, you know, feeling alienation, work, etc. Siguro, you know, we can sum up this brief conversation into that idea na baka yung millennials, maybe hindi lang millennials, no? Yung mga Gen Z din or kahit yung medyo mas matanda. Yun siguro yung idea na nararamdaman natin ng lahat ng ito. Kasi at the end of the day, meron talaga tayong issue with confidence, di ba? With understanding who you are and understanding the value of
you.
Di ba? Yeah. Of you. And corollary to that, understanding that what you can offer to the world is enough. You know?
Right.
Na hindi mo kailangan na ibigay yung isang bagay na wala ka naman.
Mm.
Di ba? Kasi yeah. Ang daming pressure. Eh? Parang hihingin sa'yo to, hihingin sa'yo yan. Di ba? Pero parang ikaw, eh parang hindi ko naman kayang ibigay. So parang may gagawin ka sa sarili mo, babaguhin mo yung sarili mo, conform, di ba? And then pag uwi mo, parang hindi mo nakilala yung sarili mo dahil yun at yun yung ginagawa mo, yung isang bagay na parang hindi naman talaga ikaw. So I guess once you're comfortable with yourself, your limitations, di ba? And yun na, sabi mo nga sa'yo, sabi mo nga kanina, di ba, na you're a fan of yourself.
Yeah.
Diba, na tanggap mo yung sarili mo for who you are. Diba? It's kasama yung faults, kasama yung talents din. Then it's much easier to navigate life. Diba? Parang yun yung pinaka-basic talaga. Hanggang nandun yung lingering insecurity. Hanggang nandun yung paghahanap sa approval ng iba. No? Kahit saan ka ilagay siguro na trabaho, na gawain, you will always feel out of place. You will always feel inadequate. You will always feel you're not enough. No.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, like I think we're always gonna find validation. I think that's just how we are. It is the nature of people talaga to find validation in through different people or the different institutions that we're exposed to. But at the core of it is like you, like the person, and like you need to be able to like not just look at yourself in front of the mirror, but like see yourself for both the good and the bad. Because like I always hear this thing that parang I don't like myself right now. I'm not, or like parang, you know, parang I'm not, you know, parang I wouldn't date myself right now. Those are like things that I hear from people. And like parang I think that's it's necessary. It's good that there's a level of self-awareness when we're like down, but I feel like it's also important to see like ourselves both in the ups and downs, because that's how we know like how we really are. So I guess like my point is like, yeah, we need to be able to know ourselves fully. And I think the values that we hold importance onto, and at the same time, the ones that we don't anymore. And then I feel the aspects of life can be more bearable. I was going to say easier, but no, I think bearable, manageable. Like life can be more manageable when you know what's important versus what's not as important to you. Because if your values are like easily swayed or paiba-iba or easily influenced by whoever or whatever, then you get swayed along with it as well. Pero if your values are intact and stable, but still open to changing, by the way, which is super important, that you're open to change, I think then life becomes more manageable. So that when work happens, when I go to work and then something pisses me off, I can like take a breath, like a deep breath, then just exhale the shit out. Cause I know that what's important to me, parang that makes sense. Like parang I can handle shit better. I can handle the good. I can relish in the good more, and I can choose where to put my energy on, where to put less of my energy on. And the core of it all, the fundamental of it all is like, kasi kilala ko sarili ko, so hindi siya natitinag basta-basta. So, yeah.
Yeah. So,
yes. Haba ng usapan natin, sir. Dami natin.
Let's end with that shit. No?
Oh my gosh. Let's end with that shit. Mic drop,
diba? So, Casey, maraming salamat sa isang mabungang usapan na feeling ko ay makakapagbenepisyo sa ating mga manonood at takapakinig, no? And on behalf of the production team of Kwentuhang Pilospo with Sir Ice, we appreciate, diba, your time and your insights, no? And we can only hope na maraming tao ang makarinig at makapanood ng episode para mas marami silang pwedeng butil ng kaalaman at pagmumuni, no, na pwedeng panggalingan sa kanilang sariling pagharap, no, sa kanilang mga buhay. So thank you, and gusto ko magpasalamat din sa aming sponsor, ang Malduvet Patisserie, no, na namamahala sa pagbibigay ng tokens sa ating mga guests. So, thank you very much, Malduvet Patisserie. Masarap ang mga cakes nila. Yun talaga ang pangalan nila.
Yun talaga?
Kasi pag kinain mo yung cake nila, at yung mga cookies nila.
Malufet?
Malufet. Malu. As in, pangalan, Malu. Tapos F-E-T-E. Malufet Patisserie.
Okay, okay. With the accent, sir. With the accent talaga. Okay, okay.
No? So, pag kinain mo kasi yun, guys, umorder kayo sa kanila.
Ah, there.
Talagyan na lang ng details nung editor ko to. Talagang pag kinain mo yung cake nila, sabi mo, grabe, malupit talaga. No? Sarap. So, maraming salamat.
Okay.
Malupit. Kala mo, ginag-joke.
Oh, legit, sir. Sorry. I thought, nag-joke ka lang.
Legit yan. Okay. Oh. So, thank you sa ating sponsor. And mga Philippips, no? I'll try to come up with more episodes in the next few months, no? Pagka medyo maluwag-luwag na ako. And hope to see you then, no? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ang Kwentuhang Filosofo with Sir Ice ay produced ni Johan Arceo, Joanna Esquivias, Ryan Anthony Racela, at Cholo Setiare. Executive produced ni GP Abrahano, Drean De Ocampo, at YB Wesley. Boses sa intro ni Jonah Pakulan at special participation ni Rene Liboro. Ang Kwentuhang Filosofo with Sir Ice ay isang original mula sa Pipe Network.
Pipe Network presents.